Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Face Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080, 96.5 TICFM and Light 100.5 WRCH. Aaron Kupek with you this Sunday morning, and we're pleased to be joined by Enoch Lenge. He is an energy efficiency spokesman for Eversource, Connecticut's largest electric utility. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
It certainly seems that homes would be using more energy as folks work from home during the pandemic for the last 2 months plus. Does that bear out in the numbers?
Yes. Yeah. Good question, Aaron. And I think depending upon people's lifestyles that have changed and how much time they're spending at home and whether they have kids home or other family home, I think, you know, a lot of our customers are definitely seeing, you know, their you know, bills increase and their energy usage go up. So I can share some information today as to how to save some energy and some money and some things that our customers can do that. But I think just to, you know, answer your question, it really depends on the person's, you know, lifestyle and kind of, you know, what their change in situation has been. You know, for example, for me, I'm working from my kitchen table as opposed to the office. My son's home from, you know, from school. He's doing school virtually. And so, you know, lots more electronics are plugged in, you know, more lighting is used and more other energy is used. So that's why I'm here today.
Some energy usage, additional energy usage, is simply unavoidable. If you're working from home and you need a desktop computer and it's on 8 hours plus a day, that's going to draw more energy. But what are some tips you have for saving some energy and some cash?
As you mentioned, you know, a lot of electronics, you know, plugged in and being used. But one thing that's important to know is that there's a term called vampire power or vampire electronics. And the idea is that they still draw or suck energy while they're not in use. So that would be things like monitors, video game systems, printers, even cell phone chargers, surprisingly. So what would be important to do to control those is to either, you can either get like a something called a smart power strip or just a power strip in general. But the nice thing about the smart power strips is you can turn them off, you know, directly from your smart device, from your phone or from your tablet. And the other, so that would be a good way to just kind of shut everything off that you want to control from this smart strip. You know, those things that continue to draw electricity when they're not in use. Another thing is that if you're done for the day or you're done for a few hours, you're taking a lunch break or something like that, you know, put your monitors in sleep mode. You know, even though they might just the screen might go black, if they're not in sleep mode, they're still drawing a pretty good amount of energy. So that would be one thing with electronics that surprisingly can really help reduce some of the electricity being used.
Talking about electronics, I know a lot of them these days use what they call the wall warts, the adapters, the large blocks that actually plug right into the wall. So you're saying that even if a device isn't plugged into the other end of that, it's still drawing power.
Yeah, I know it's surprising, but it's just kind of the design of a lot of electronics today. Like, you know, a lot of cell phone chargers, you know, surprisingly still draw energy when they're not plugged into the actual, you know, cell phone to charge. So yeah, I mean, that surprised me as well when I, you know, heard that about a lot of different electronics. Same thing with, again, like video game consoles, printers. So if there's, you know, areas in your home where you can kind of set up, you know, these, you know, smart strips or power strips and just kind of shut them off multiple at a click of a button. The nice thing about the smart strips and different power strips too is that you can plug in some devices as being shut off all at once, but then there's other plugs in the same smart strip or power strip that you can, that are what they call just always on. So for example, if you didn't want to turn off your router, your modem, you know, for example, That could still be in the same power strip, but you can just shut the other things off.
Electronic devices is one thing, but also as we head into the warmer months, a lot of people would typically be going to the office and taking advantage of the air conditioning there. And since they may be at home, they're probably going to maybe crank down the thermostat a little and keep comfortable. What tips do you have for saving on cooling bills?
Great question. And yeah, it's starting to get nice out and warm, and so we need that too. That's nice. We enjoy the warm weather. You know, for now, you know, if you're comfortable with opening windows and kind of letting the natural breeze in, you know, because it's not too humid or too hot, that's a good way to save energy. And also just letting, before I talk, I guess, more about the cooling aspect, you know, letting natural daylight in from windows as opposed to using a lot of lighting in our homes is a good way to save on some electricity. And also just, just turning off lights when you leave, rooms is, you know, might sound simple, but just an important, you know, reminder. But just going back to your question on, you know, the air conditioning cooling. So there's a few things. One is if you are able to purchase and install something called a Wi-Fi thermostat or a smart thermostat, it's a great opportunity to save some energy. And I'll talk about the like extreme discounts that we have through our offerings for energy efficiency products here at Eversource. So we have a special promotion going on for those right now. We can talk about that in a little while. But also, you know, if you're able to buy some simple things like for do-it-yourself to seal up any air leaks or where hot air could be coming in around doors or windows. So you can buy, you know, weather stripping at like a hardware store or, you know, any type of like sealing material that you want to try, like a do-it-yourself type opportunity. Surprisingly, we typically think about sealing up air leaks when it's cold out, but it works in the same process with warm air coming in when you're trying to keep your cold air, your home cold. So if you're running your air conditioner, you want to keep that cool air inside your home as opposed to leaking out. So sealing up air leaks is another one. And I'll talk about a program that we have that offers that at no cost. And then one other thing is just, you know, from a cooling standpoint, is if you're actually considering upgrading your air conditioning system. So whether it's a window unit or a permanently installed central air conditioning unit, always look for Energy Star. So meaning buy Energy Star equipment. Those are rated, you know, more efficient, and we have rebates through our programs. You can find more information on eversource.com. under save energy, save money and energy. So we have rebates for air conditioning units that meet Energy Star requirements. And there's also really good financing for central air conditioning systems if you're, you know, looking at installing a new central air coming into the summer months.
Even if you're not looking to take on a project that big, you can do simple things like, you know, cleaning air conditioner filters and even just drawing the shades during the heat of the day to kind of keep things cool. Those add up, don't they?
Definitely. Yeah. So those are some other, you know, simple do-it-yourself things. You know, cleaning out those, the filters on the air conditioners is going to allow the system to work more efficiently and use less energy. Same thing. Yeah. Drawing blinds down when it's very hot, especially in a room that you're not in. Is a great, you know, great way to do that. Oh, and also ceiling fans too. If you have ceiling fans and you want to just kind of move the air around and get a nice cool breeze going, running those instead of the air conditioning is a great opportunity.
And we are entering grilling season. It's already here for a lot of folks. I guess that can help as well if you cook outside instead of indoors. And, you know, if you're cooking indoors, you're heating up the house, and then you might be trying to cool it down again with the AC. So cooking outdoors can help as well.
Yeah. We just passed Memorial Day weekend, probably, you know, folks grilling outside. And, you know, if you continue to do that, that's great, you know, especially as it gets warmer. As you mentioned, you know, if you're heating, your house is getting heated up, you know, with running your oven, if you can limit that and do some cooking outside on the grill, that's a great way to save some energy. And typically the grill uses, you know, a little less energy than running your oven. And another thing, just from a cooking and cleaning kind of perspective, this one, you know, kind of surprised me, just because, you know, you would think washing your dishes with by hand is maybe more efficient than using a dishwasher, but it's actually studies that have shown that it uses more energy to wash them by hand, and meaning more water, and ultimately more energy because it's usually warm water, than running a dishwasher. So when you can, you know, run your dishwasher as opposed to hand washing your dishes.
We've been talking about energy so far, but there are also things you can do to conserve water, and that also helps with the bottom line.
Yeah, so that, as I mentioned about the dishwashing, also if you have a hot water heater that has an adjustable thermostat on it, a lot of the times these thermostats are set to a higher temperature that maybe are not necessarily needs to be that high. So sometimes they're set at like 180 degrees, and it looks like, you know, just kind of a simple thermostat on the water heater, and you could potentially reduce that, you know, 10 or 20 degrees and still have enough hot water. So, you know, if you're at 180, you can maybe move down to 160 and you should have, you know, enough hot water. But it doesn't use as much energy to keep heating that water up to 180 degrees. So that's a nice little simple do-it-yourself kind of tip as well for water.
You're listening to Face Connecticut. We are talking to Enoch Lenge. He is an energy efficiency spokesman with Eversource. Now, you mentioned the Home Energy Solutions virtual pre-assessment. I know in normal times, you would have someone come into the customer's home and assess it for energy efficiency and recommend upgrades and sometimes even perform upgrades like, you know, caulking and weatherproofing and things like that. But in this COVID-19 era, you can actually do some of that online.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, what we would call kind of our staple program, or our program that most of our customers that either own or rent take advantage of is called Home Energy Solutions. And typically we send a authorized contractor out to the home, and they do a great job of sealing up air leaks and installing LED light bulbs and insulation and other energy savings things. But from the safety aspect of things right now, what we did was we adjusted that program to do something called virtual pre-assessments, which is a great opportunity because it's no cost. And if you have time, you know, we have a specialist that would do either a video call or a phone call with you and kind of walk through your home with you and identify energy savings opportunities right through that video call or phone call, and actually be able to make recommendations and send things to you in the mail at no cost. So that would be them sending you things like LED light bulbs or those advanced smart power strips that we talked about. They would actually be able to send you those right after that visit. So again, it's no cost, something that's great to take advantage of. And what the next step after that would be is that once we get back to running our programs where we can do in-home visits, we would have a specialist come out to the home, you know, when the time is right and folks feel comfortable, and would do air sealing around air leaks, would seal any ductwork where air, like HVAC ductwork where your heating or cooling might come out of, they seal up any leaks around that. And they also install hot water savings devices. And so that's, more information can be found on that by going to eversource.com and clicking on save money and energy. And then you follow the link in that to Home Energy Solutions.
How is this program funded?
The programs that we offer through energy efficiency are funded through what we call ratepayers, so our customers. So essentially, you'll see the name Energize Connecticut in conjunction with Eversource.com. And so Energize Connecticut is like the branded name of the energy efficiency programs. And so every customer of ours that that pays a bill pays a small fraction of a charge into their the energy efficiency fund. So that's why we say it's really important for customers to take advantage of this, because, you know, it's their own money that's hard at work and that they can take advantage of to save energy and money in their home.
So if someone is interested and goes to the website and signs up, walk us through what happens from there.
Yeah, so they'll receive either a phone call or an email, depending on how they fill out the information on the site, and they'll ask what a good date is to schedule the visit for, and then the actual pre-assessment that happens either by video or phone call, whichever the customer is more comfortable with, is really it's pretty intuitive and pretty simple, with kind of walking around the home in a very simple and safe way, and kind of identifying certain features about the home, about lights, about how many electronics they have, what types of electronics can be plugged into a power strip, kind of asking them about the age of the home and different things that might have happened, meaning like things that either were upgraded or are original to the home. So it's a really great opportunity, again, to do something in the safety of your home at no cost, and kind of get the ball rolling on saving some energy right now. And I think a lot of people sometimes think that, saving energy, they typically think about it in the heating season, when we're heating our homes, because we have, more of a heating dominated climate. But, surprisingly, even with cooling, we want to see our bills not raise too high, and want to keep those costs stabilized. So it's really important to take advantage of this, now as well.
This seems like a no-brainer for people who own their own homes, but there are also steps that renters can take to save some money without upsetting their landlords, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this program, this Home Energy Solutions, the virtual pre-assessment as well as the in-home visit, is something that we offer both for homeowners and for renters. This pre-assessment with the products that they send you in the mail afterwards, with LED bulbs and advanced power strips, those are all things that as a renter you could take advantage of as well. It's not anything that is, that requires necessarily like permanently installing something or removing something. But typically the in-home visit, where the contractor would be sealing air leaks and doing some more kind of extensive work, that typically we have an application that the landlord also signs off on that they're okay with this visit happening. So it's a pretty smooth process, and we've been doing that for a long time. And the nice thing is that some of the additional rebates that you can receive for some pretty large energy savings upgrades in your home after you've done this pre-assessment are rebates for things like windows. So if you ever considered upgrading windows in your home, we have a really good rebate that's offered after you do the Home Energy Solutions visit for windows. Also for insulation, surprisingly, we don't normally see our insulation because it's either in our attic or walls or basement. But right now, we're going to be rolling out a insulation offer, a special that covers up to 100% of the cost of doing added insulation in your attic. So that is a great opportunity to take advantage of. More information to come on that. And if you do the Home Energy Solutions pre-assessment, or you've done the in-home visit in the past before, you can get more information on this opportunity to increase your insulation at covering up to 100% of the cost.
And finally, you have deals on energy-saving products like thermostats and light bulbs. Tell us how people could take advantage of that.
That's a great, great kind of follow-on to this. So when we, when we changed and kind of shifted the way we, operate some of our programs based on, the current situation, and kind of trying to come out with unique ways that that our customers could save from the safety of their home, we came out with what we would call like a special products promotion. And there's three products that are part of this promotion, and the promotion is running until the end of June. And so you can find out more about these products on eversource.com under Save Energy and Money again, and under Efficient Products, where it lists the special product offering. So the products are, again, talking, going back to the Wi-Fi smart thermostats. So typically this is like a Nest thermostat or Ecobee, or there's some other manufacturers that are on the site as well. And so we have multiple thermostats that a customer can choose from for only $25 each, and they can choose up to two thermostats. Typically these retail, you know, online or at your average home improvement store for $169. And so we've bought down the price and worked with manufacturers to reduce the price, and are offering these at only $25 out of pocket. And so what makes the Wi-Fi or smart thermostat unique is, one is that you're able to actually control it right from your smart device. So for example, again, if you're going away for a weekend, or you're just, you know, you went for a drive and you decided to go for a drive for longer and you didn't want your air conditioning running all afternoon based on the settings you had it on, you can just pop open the app. And you can adjust the thermostat temperature so that you're not using energy while you're not home. So it's an easy way to control your energy, but also it has a learning features as well too. So if it notices that you're not in a room for a certain amount of time, it will reduce or increase the temperature based on, you know, the time of year, and won't use as much energy. So the smart Wi-Fi thermostats are a great opportunity to take advantage of. The other things that are listed on this promotion are air purifiers. So again, you know, we're in a time now where, you know, clean air and healthy homes is something that we really care about. And so we have a, you know, Energy Star air purifier that, you know, only uses a little bit amount of energy, but it covers a large amount of space. So it is able to purify up to 360 square feet of space, and it's typically a $220 air purifier, and it's only $87. We've bought down the cost and worked with the manufacturer to get it down to $87 to our customers. And then the last thing is the LED lighting kit. So for only $5, and again, none of these have any shipping costs involved. We're covering the cost of shipping. So for $5, you can receive an LED lighting kit that has eight what we would call just a typical 60-watt replacement general-purpose LEDs. So these are only, they only use 9 watts, but they typically reduce a, or they replace a 60-watt incandescent bulb. Also, there's in this package, there's two what we call smart LED bulbs. So again, these are something where you can put it in a lamp or in a light fixture, and you can control it right from your smartphone. If you wanted to put an outside light on it and be able to turn it off or set it on a timer on a certain time, it's a really nice way to do that. And lastly, it includes a LED desk lamp, gooseneck desk lamp as well, which is nice, you know, might be nice for the kids, or if you're working at a desk and you want just a task light, it's a great way to use that as well. So yeah, so this, it's a great promotion, highly discounted products. I really encourage folks to take advantage of it. It'll be running until the end of June. And again, it can be found on eversource.com under the special product offering.
He is Enoch Lenge, spokesman for energy efficiency for Eversource. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron.
Thanks for listening to Face Connecticut. I'm Aaron Kupek. Enjoy the balance of your weekend.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.